I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon to start your week feeling uplifted and optimistic. Let's tap into the universal energy that connects us all. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and today we are speaking with Marcy Shymoff. You may know her from the movie The Secret. She's also the author of Happy for No Reason, and now she's got a new book. Her latest book is Love for No Reason, Seven Doorways to a Life of Unconditional Love, which is just in time for Valentine's Day, but we're going to talk about what unconditional love really means. So welcome to the show, Marcy.
Thank you, Marie. Happy to be here with you.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to have you on the show. And my first question for you is that as you were writing the book, you suffered the loss of your mother and your marriage, which are two really big sources of love in your life. So how did that impact you while you were writing this book?
Well, it's funny, actually. That wasn't funny, by the way. But what's funny is that in amongst authors, there's kind of a saying that watch out what you're going to write about because you're going to get tested in it. And that was absolutely the case for me. I mean, no sooner had I signed the contract on Love for No Reason than my husband and I decided to get divorced. And it was a very friendly, loving divorce. We're still dear, dear friends, but we just decided that we weren't best as life partners. And so that was challenging, even though it was very, you know, loving and friendly. It was still hard to let go. And then I had three dear friends pass away, and then my mother unexpectedly passed away. So I really did get tested in, you know, the question that I asked myself when I went to go write Love for No Reason is, can you love? Can you experience a state of love even in the midst of anything that's going on in your life, in the midst of loss, in the midst of financial challenges, in the midst of health challenges? And so I can honestly answer yes, you can, because I, as I was writing the book, I interviewed 150 what I call love luminaries. These are people who lived in this state of unconditional love, and I practiced what they told me to do, and it worked. And it's not that I didn't feel grief and sadness. Of course I did, but in the midst of all those challenges, I had a huge amount of resilience and a deep inner peace that was with me, you know, even with that, all that stuff going on. So that was, I can say, not only from the experience of the thousands of people who've read the book, and I can say from my own experience, it really works.
Yay. Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
Well, Marcy, it's interesting because this topic of unconditional love has really been on my mind lately. It started the other day. I'm taking this class and we were doing a meditation, and the guy on the CD said, picture the face of someone who loves you unconditionally. And every face that I brought up, I was like, well, that person really loves me, but I don't know if it's unconditional, and I kept having to change faces, and it got to the point where I actually decided that the meditation was no longer helpful for me, and I got up and I left the room because I felt so saddened by the knowledge that nobody that was important to me, I felt, really loved me unconditionally. So
what does
unconditional love mean to you?
Oh, thank you for sharing that experience, because I think that you're very accurate. Most people are not able to love unconditionally. You know, it starts with, we have to, of course, love ourselves unconditionally first. And what it means is that we love ourselves and have compassion for ourselves no matter what, even if we don't like certain things. You know, we've been trained to think that we have to be mad at ourselves and beat ourselves up and you know, really judge ourselves harshly in order to change. And it's quite the opposite. Change of ourselves and change of other people really happens once we've accepted what is and loved, been able to embrace things the way they are. So the real first step is to love ourselves and to to come to be able to, you know, have that acceptance and compassion. And the reason that you couldn't come up with anybody that loved you unconditionally doesn't have anything to do with you. It has to do with them. We as a society don't know how to love ourselves unconditionally. We are incredibly judgmental. And so what I talk about in Love for No Reason is how you can raise what we call your love set point, which is your capacity to give and receive unconditional love. And when you raise your love set point, then you are able to be more loving towards others unconditionally and be able to receive it more from others as well.
Yay. Well, how, I mean, aside from reading the book, of course, and we want everyone to go out and get Love for No Reason, but in the meantime, what's one small step that listeners can take today
about if I'm very, very practical, how about if we give three things that people can do today?
Fabulous.
To, you know, over the course of our time together. And let me first define what I mean by love for no reason. Love for no reason means living in a state of love that doesn't depend on a person, a situation, or a romantic partner. So it means that inner state of love that that stays with you no matter what's going on. And so let me start with this first practice that that this is one that I learned from a group called the Institute of Heart Math. And they are the world's leading researchers on the heart and how it affects our happiness and our health as well. And according to them and many others, love is a physiological state. We can measure whether you're in the state of love, and one researcher calls it the love response, Dr. Eva Selhub. She's from Harvard. She dubs this the love response because when you're in this state of love, you have more love chemicals. You've got oxytocin and serotonin and endorphins. You also have different brain activity and different heart rhythms. So what this practice that I'm going to do with everybody right now is we'll move you from the stress response, which we all know what that is. We're stressed out most of the time, into the love response. And it's going to take a couple of minutes to do, and that's it. And at the end of this time, Marie, you're going to be my guinea pig, so I'm going to ask you how you feel at the end of this exercise, okay?
Okay.
Good. So you can do this whether, and I invite, ask, please, for everybody to do this along with us, because hearing about it is just not very exciting, but doing it is where the rubber meets the road. So you can do this with your eyes opened or closed, depending on what's most comfortable for you, where, given where you are. I think it's a little deeper if you can do it with your eyes closed. And the first step is to simply place the palm of your hand over your heart. Now that simple act of putting your hand over your heart starts the release of a chemical called oxytocin. And oxytocin has been known as the love hormone because it's what we feel when we feel bonded and connected with each other. It's what mothers have when they breastfeed or when they're giving birth. It's what we have more of when we're making love. But just putting your hand over your heart starts the flow of more oxytocin in your system. So the second step is to imagine that you're breathing in and out through the center of your heart. So you can picture that or you can feel that. Just that your breath is coming in and out through your heart center. Feel what that would feel like or imagine. Imagine just feeling your breath coming in and out through your heart. And then the third step is on each in-breath, imagine that you're breathing in love, you're breathing in ease, you're breathing in compassion. And you can just imagine what that feels like, picture or just feel ease, love, and compassion as you breathe in. Your out-breath can just be normal, but on each in-breath, breathe in love. Breathe in ease. Breathe in compassion. We all know what that feels like, ease, compassion, love. And remember, just breathe out normally. But through on each in-breath, imagine breathing in through the center of your heart, breathing in love and ease and compassion. And on the next out-breath, you can open up your eyes if they were closed and take your hand down and just come back to where we are now. And that was about 2 minutes. So in that few minutes, Marie, how do you feel different now than you did a couple minutes ago?
there's a few things. Physically, I feel somewhat lighter. Like my head is not quite so heavy on my neck and my body. And I feel more open, if you want to talk like on a chakra level. Mm-hmm. I just feel more open from my heart and the center of my body. And also, I have to say that I didn't sleep the greatest last night, so I was a little bit... I'm very sensitive when I don't sleep, and so I was feeling a little bit sensitive, and I'm so glad that we did that, because now I feel I'm actually recording this for YouTube, and I'm wondering if people will be able to physically see the difference from like the smile on my face, and I just feel like my energy is taking up a bigger space now.
Fabulous. Well, my guess is that everyone who did this along with us is feeling some difference. Maybe not the same things that you felt. Some people just felt more relaxed or more centered. Some people may have had some warmth in their heart area. Some people have even reported that they feel like there's this liquid flow kind of going through their body. It doesn't matter what your specific experience was this one time. What does matter is if you do this, here's my recommendation, because doing it once is nice, but it doesn't really do much to change anything. But what will change things is if you do this 3 times a day, I recommend morning, afternoon, and evening, for a couple of minutes, within a couple of weeks, you will start to shift and live more of your life in the love response. And that's the idea. The idea is that we start to make a habit of going into the love response. So it's more and more our default state. And it's, you know, it may sound so simple. It's like, oh, come on, how could this do anything? But I've done this on probably 300 different interviews. And now all I have to do is put my hand up to my heart, and immediately the whole phenomenon starts. I get warmth in my heart. I feel warmth all over my body. I feel a wave of love coming over me. So it becomes really a habit, and that's the idea behind raising your love set point. Your love set point is like a thermostat setting, and you tend to, no matter what happens in your life, whether it's good or bad, you tend to return to that love set point unless you do something to change it. And this is one of the things that you can do to raise your thermostat, your love thermostat, so that you're living more in a state of love on an ongoing basis.
Yay. Well, thank you so much. I feel brighter already, and I'm going to get into the habit of doing it 3 times a day. Now, one of the things is I try to remember to practice mindfulness and everything like that, but I tend to forget. So do you have any tips on how to remind yourself to check in 3 times a day?
Okay. Well, one of the ways that you can do it is that we eat. We usually remember to eat, most people. And so one thing you can do is you can do this right before you sit down to eat, or right when you're sitting down, right before you eat, because what it does is it changes the whole digestive system. It allows you to digest your food a lot more easily. You can do this right after you eat, or you can set little alarms on your iPhone, or, you know, that's a simple way of doing it is, you know, every day at 9 and at 1 and at 5. You set these little alarms that remind you to go do this practice. So those are a couple of ways that you can do it.
Wonderful.
And you know what I love is you can do this when you're standing in line at the grocery store, or you can do this when you're sitting on the phone talking to somebody. Nobody even has to know that you're doing it.
That is a really good point. And especially if you're standing in line somewhere and you feel the tension and the annoyance of like the person's paying in pennies, that's a good time to do it.
A really good time to do it.
Wonderful. Well, it's time to take a break, so we will be back in just a moment. Right now, we are speaking with Marcy Shymoff. She is the author of the brand new book, Love for No Reason, 7 Doorways to a Life of Unconditional Love. We'll be back with more synchronicity in a moment.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or you might also be listening online at citr.ca, cosmicdimensions.com, empowerradio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And today we are speaking with Marcy Shymoff. She is the author of Love for No Reason, Seven Doorways to a Life of Unconditional love, not just romantic love or love for your shoe collection, but true unconditional love.
And by the way, that kind of love makes even your shoe collection love better.
Yay! do you have, you? It sounds like you have an experience with the love of your shoe collection.
Oh, no, I'm just saying that, when you feel love, this kind of unconditional love, every other love is more juicy, even for the shoe collection.
Juicy. I love that word. Good one.
Yeah.
Good one. So we're coming up to Valentine's Day, and love, it's whether you're single, whether you're in a relationship, Valentine's Day is a loaded holiday. Why is the book coming out just before Valentine's Day?
Well, actually, Love for No Reason has been out for a year. It just came out in paperback, however.
Oh, okay.
So it's just brand new in paperback. And, you know, it's a perfect time because there are a lot of people who are single and not in relationship, and they have a really pretty crummy time oftentimes around Valentine's Day. And this book is addresses that because it helps you feel more self-love. And for people who are in relationships, it also helps because if people ask me what's the number one thing I can do to improve my relationship, I say raise your love set point, because that's the key to it all. If you raise your love set point, your relationship will absolutely follow suit and be more filled with joy and love.
Beautiful. Well, I think that's going to answer this question already, but I want to put it out there because I did invite people on Twitter and Facebook to ask their questions. So one question came in from Romania, which is, what are the things that make you happy? And Vernon from Facebook asks, is true happiness more about being in control of your thoughts or letting go of your emotions?
Okay. So, I'm sure the reason they're asking the questions about happiness is because I wrote the book Happy for No Reason, which is seven steps to being happy from the inside out. And the first question is, what makes me happy personally? Or what makes a person happy? I wasn't clear on that question.
It says, what are things that make you happy, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can answer that in a way that answers both of those questions. What I discovered in writing Happy for No Reason is that the things that I thought were going to make me happy didn't. And there's a reason for this. According to the research, we have a happiness set point. And just like I talked about a love set point, we have a happiness set point. No matter what happens to us, good or bad, we will hover around our happiness set point. So when good things happen to you, you're happier for a little while, and then it goes away. It just doesn't last. We get used to it, and it no longer really helps us be any happier. So the real key is to raise our happiness set point. And since I've done that, everything has changed. I mean, it doesn't matter what's happening on the outside. You don't have to try to control anything in order to be happier. Which brings us to the second question, which was, is it more important to control your thoughts or to let go of your emotions? My experience is that controlling anything doesn't work, including your thoughts. And so my approach to raising your happiness set point is very methodical. There are seven main areas that you deal with. One of them is your thoughts, but it's not about controlling them. It's about actually letting go of the thoughts that don't serve you. And I have specific tools and techniques that work for that. But it's also about opening up your heart, letting love lead in your life. It has to do with your physical body, creating the right biochemistry of happiness or love, depending on which topic we're talking about. It has to do with feeling your purpose in life. It has to do with feeling connected to a greater spirit, your spiritual aspect of life. And also has to do with your relationships and who you're surrounding yourself with. So I really believe in a holistic approach to both happiness and love. When you look at all of those aspects and you really focus on specific keys here's the good news as far as I'm concerned. This is exciting news. Science has cracked the happiness code. We know what it takes to make you happier. I know specifically there are 21 habits that anybody can practice to raise their happiness set point. So as far as I'm concerned, this should be headline news. This is the thing we want more than anything. So this is why I'm very excited, because we don't have to change the world out there. We can change these specific habits of ours to experience more happiness or more love in our lives. So, hip, hip, hooray for that.
So it sounds like the first thing people should do is go out and get both books, Happy for No Reason and Love for No Reason.
And you can go to the website, it's happyfornoreason.com. or thelovebook.com, happyfornoreason.com, or thelovebook.com. And on each of those sites are some wonderful free bonus gifts as well that you can get that will get you started on this experience of greater happiness and love.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much, Marcy. And we just have you for a few more minutes because you have a very busy day today. So thank you so much for taking the time out to be on Synchronicity. And you had mentioned there were three
techniques. So yes. Let me give you technique number two. Technique number one was the inner ease technique that we just did together. Technique number two, people always ask me, what's the fast track to greater happiness and love? And to me, there's one answer. And the answer is, forgiveness. We cannot experience more love in our lives when we are holding on to any kind of resentment or anger. So I'm going to share with you a technique that I love to use, and if you've got a paper and a pen, write these down. The technique is called Ho'oponopono, and the good news is it's a lot easier to do than it is to say. It's based on a Kahuna Hawaiian tradition of forgiveness, and it involves saying these four phrases internally in your heart. You don't even have to say them to the person that you're holding any anger towards. And it goes like this. They are, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. I'm going to repeat those. I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And all you do is you sit and you feel those. You send those wishes towards the person or situation that you're feeling upset with. And you can also send them towards yourself, because we certainly need forgiveness towards ourselves. And so let me just share with you a story of how I use that in my life. I've used it many times, but this is perhaps the most important story for me, most dramatic. About 3 years ago, my sister and I got in an argument, and we weren't talking to each other. And this had never happened in our family before, but it was she got mad at me for something. I didn't think I deserved it. I got mad back, and we didn't talk to each other. 3 months into this silence treatment, we gathered my whole family to move our mom from our family home of 58 years to assisted living to an apartment. Hmm. And the morning of the move, we all gathered at her new apartment to unpack her things. Well, I came in last, and I hugged and kissed everybody hello, except my sister. Didn't say a word to her. Ignored her the whole morning. It was really awkward because it was a very small apartment and I had to walk to the other side of the living room to avoid making eye contact with her. And after about 3 hours of this, I was so drained and so uncomfortable that I took a break and went to the car. And on my way to the car, I remembered Ho'oponopono. So I sat in my car and I sent those wishes towards her. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And I sent them towards myself as well, because I had been mad at myself for my inability to let go. Well, after about 10 minutes, I felt a huge transformation. This wave of love came over me, and I felt all this compassion for my sister. I realized that she wasn't mad at me for what had happened just a few months earlier, but it was a lifetime of stuff and a whole way that I'd been with her that just, didn't work for her, and I really understood it. So I went back into the apartment feeling very different, but I didn't say anything to anybody. Well, the most amazing thing happened. 3 minutes after being back, my sister came over to me out of the blue, took me by the hand and said, come on, let's go unpack Mom's closet together.
Aww.
Well, I was shocked. An hour later, we're at lunch, and she hands me across the table her baked potato. She says, here, Marcy, I know you like these more than I do. I was so shocked by this that I called my brother aside, and I said, okay, what did you say to her while I was gone? And he said, I didn't say anything. Nobody said anything. We have no idea what happened. Well, that was the beginning of an entirely different relationship that I now have with my sister. And I can't tell you, it couldn't have happened at a better time, because 9 months later, she and I found ourselves standing in that same closet of my mother's, but this time we were packing up her clothes because she had just passed away. And I can't imagine what that would have been like, or what those 9 months would have been like, had we held on to that old feeling. And to me, honestly, this changed my life. I mean, my sister literally is, I'm moving right now, and she's on her way to my house, having driven 4 hours this morning to help me in my packing. And it's just, the reason I tell this story is that I know that everybody here on this listening to this interview has had someone or something in their life for whom they need more forgiveness. And so I ask you, don't take my word for it. Try this as an experiment in your own life and see if it doesn't make a difference in your life.
That's so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing the Ho'oponopono technique, and also the story, because I think it really solidifies how important it is to really experience forgiveness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I know I promised you three. Are you ready for a third?
Sure. Do you have time? We've got about 2 minutes. Okay.
So I'll do a really short one. Earlier we talked about how important it is for self-love. This is a simple exercise. Again, I suggest that you do it 3 times a day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon, and once in the evening, and it's simply ask this question. What's the most loving thing I can do for myself right now? Simple question. What's the most loving thing I can do for myself right now? And sometimes your answer is going to be, I can go get a glass of water, or I can go get some fresh air. Sometimes the answer is going to be, I can do Ho'oponopono, or I can just stop talking to myself so negatively. You know, it's going to vary. But the important thing is that you ask the question and that you stop and pay attention and do the answer, because we haven't paid enough attention to ourselves and our own needs. And one of the biggest ways that we can shift our own energy is by being present and taking care of ourselves, by asking that question. And if you think it's selfish, I can tell you it's the least selfish thing that you can do, because when you shift your energy, it helps your family, it helps your friends, it helps your community, and ultimately, it helps the world.
I love that. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing those tips with us today. Thank you for writing the book, Love for No Reason, because I do truly agree that it impacts on a global scale.
It really, really does. You know, if I can, I always like to share this as a closing comment. I know we don't have much time left with that I'm here, but it's a Chinese proverb that sums up my philosophy, and it goes like this. When there is light and love in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. When there is beauty in the person, there will be harmony in the house. When there is harmony in the house, there will be order in the nation. And when there is order in the nation, there will be peace in the world. And my prayer and my wish for each of us is that we feel the light and the love in our own hearts and souls, and through that, we help create more peace here on this planet of ours.
Oh, thank you so much, Marcy. And again, where can people contact you?
So thelovebook.com, www.thelovebook.com, and there's some fabulous free bonus gifts on there, including a whole amazing download of a meditation. There's on love. There's also a hour-long interview on how you can use the emotional freedom technique, or EFT. It's also known as tapping, for greater self-love. So all of these are free at thelovebook.com.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Marcy. Well, I know that you've got other commitments today, so I will let you go. I don't want to take up any more of your precious time, but thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, well, thank you for inviting me. I'm delighted to be with you, and for everyone who's listening, you know, I don't think it's an accident that you happen to be listening to this. There was something in your heart, in your soul, that called you to hear this today. And I consider you to be one of the love ambassadors in the world. One, you know, this world is going to shift through all of us shifting into the vibration of love. So thank you for joining me with this and for inviting me here, Marie.
Thank you so much, Marcy. Have a fabulous day. And yes, love ambassadors. Wonderful.
Okay,
Take care. Bye-bye. So that was Marcy Shymoff. She is the author of Love for No Reason, Seven Doorways to a Life of Unconditional Love. And I love what she said about being a love ambassador and how when you start to experience unconditional love for yourself, then you're able to experience unconditional love for others. And that energy, that love emanates and goes out into the world, and it really does make a difference. All it takes is one person to start this, and then the next person that you interact with, they feel more loving and more loved, and it just spreads that way. And it's so exciting. I feel all tingly right now. So I am going to play some music for the rest of the hour, but this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. Thank you again to Marcy Shymoff. That was so much fun. And we'll be back with more Synchronicity in a moment.
SpongeBob, you're wasting me precious carbon dioxide. I'm pumping it into the atmosphere, boy. Thanks to global warming, the temperature will soon go through the roof, and then we'll have an endless summer.
Why do you want an endless summer, Mr. Krabs?
So I can open me latest money-making venture, the Krusty Pool.
The endless summer does sound fun.
And profitable.
Fun and profitable. Big business does it again.
Unfortunately, for those of us who aren't talking sponges, climate change isn't quite as fun. Luckily, there are many easy ways for students to conserve energy.
If chargers for cell phones, cameras, and laptops are left plugged in, they continue to draw electricity even when not connected to the device. This phantom load can be avoided by unplugging electronics and chargers after use. A more convenient option is to hook electronics up to a power bar, which can be switched off after use.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Love is all you need. 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 My favorite song, and you stand next to me. Wrap your arms around me, and I'm home. I look into your deep blue eyes. I can hardly breathe, 'cause you're here with me. And I'll never be alone. But what I want to know, do you hear it? Can you feel me calling? Do you know my love is for real? 'Cause in
sky. Have you made mistakes thanks to your pride? Have you crossed your heart and hope to die like me? Have you ever loved so much your body ached? Have you prayed your agony away? Have you sang out loud in the pouring rain like me? Is your life like mine? Spinning round and round in time, just travelers on the sea. Do you see it all like the mirror? Have you let imagination paint a picture? Have you felt like me? Have you ever wondered what's the use of time? Have you broken rules and drawn a line? Have you asked for help then ignored the signs like me? Is your life like mine? Spinning round and round in time, just travelers on the sea. Do you see it all? Have you ever looked like I look at you? Have you ever needed like I need you? Have you ever loved like I love you?
Pride UBC presents Outweek 2012 from February 6th through the 15th. Outweek promises to bring you the most relevant workshops on human sexuality, cultural events, and a fabulous queer prom banquet on Friday the 10th. Come out and join Pride UBC as they kick off the week with an exciting rainbow flag-raising event Monday, February 6th at noon at the flagpole north of the sub. Check out the full list of events at outweek.prideubc.com.
And welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for being with us today. So someone called in actually while I was playing that last song and was asking about who was on the show today because she only heard part of the interview. So today's interview was Marcy Shymoff. She was one of the teachers in the movie The Secret, and she's also the author of Happy for No Reason and the book we were discussing today, which is Love for No Reason. So if you did miss any of that interview, you can go to CITR.ca and catch the podcast. That'll be up later today. Or you can also go to my personal website, spiritualshow.com, and I have links to YouTube videos and links to all my past shows if you go to the past shows tab. So whether you want to go to CITR's website or mine, spiritualshow.com, you can hear podcasts. So especially if you missed the Ho'oponopono exercise, you can go back and re-listen to the podcast. So before the break, I played some music by the lovely Anna Taylor. So the last song was Like Me, and the one before that was Already Here. And coming up in a few minutes is Parts Unknown. So Chris is going to be coming in and playing some more music for you very shortly. So I hope that you will stick around for that. And next week, I wanted to let you know that next week we're going to be talking about a book called Alpha Chick. And on February 13th, we are going to be speaking with Cindy Liu. She is the author of the book called The Four-Man Plan. Now, it specifically was written for women, for single women who are interested in changing their patterns of relationships, because so many of us tend to choose the wrong partner based on, you know, how cute he is or whatever. So we're going to be talking about that, which is just in time for Valentine's Day. But if you're a single man, you can also listen in, because a lot of men, as well as gay couples, heterosexual couples, like everybody is benefiting from this book if they're single and wanting to change their negative relationship patterns. So please do tune in on February 13th for that interview. It's, again, the book is called The Four-Man Plan. So I'm going to play one of my favorite songs. I play it on this show all the time. Ziggy Marley, Love Is My Religion, here on Synchronicity.
Yeah.
Love is my religion. Love is my religion. I'll take you to the temple tonight. All my days I've been searching to find out what this life is worth. Through the books and Bibles of time, I've made up my mind. I don't condemn, I don't convert. This is a calling, have you heard? Bring all the lovers to the fold, 'cause no one is gonna lose their soul. So don't let nobody stop us. Free spirits have to soar. With you I share the gift, the gift that we now know. Oh, oh. Love is my religion.
Searching now, I found out what this life is worth. Yeah. Not in the books did I find, but by searching my mind. I don't condemn, I don't convert. This is the calling, have you heard? Love. All
Breathing. Hold. Breathe out. Hold. Dear Father, I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you, and I thank you. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Hold. Dear Father, I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you, and I thank you. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Hold. Dear Father, I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you, and I thank you. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Hold. Dear Father, I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you, and I thank you. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Hold. Dear Father, I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you, and I thank you. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Hold. Dear Father, I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you, and I thank you. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Hold. Dear Father, I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you, and I thank you. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Hold. Dear Father, I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you, and I thank you. Breathe in. home. Breathe out. Hold. Dear Father, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you, and I thank you. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Hold. Dear Father, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you, and I thank you.
Hey, welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I am your host, Marie, and thank you so much for joining me today. Coming up in just a moment is Parts Unknown, so stick around for that here on CITR 101.9 FM, right here in fabulous, beautiful Vancouver, where it's actually not raining today, so I'm very excited about that. I'm heading off to the beach for a walk. So I hope that you are able to do something special and loving for yourself today. And since today we were talking about unconditional love and love for no reason, I hope that you're able to take some of Marcy Shymoff's 3 tips and put them into action this week and really become a love ambassador, as she suggested, just a beacon of love this week. And maybe give me a call or tweet me or find me on Facebook and let me know how that's going for you. I am Marie Bernard on Twitter, Spiritual Show on Facebook, and of course you can find me